MBA podcaster has launched a new Day in the Life series. We're traveling to business schools across the country and around the world to shadow current students, meet with deans, admissions directors, and others to bring you an in-depth perspective of life on campus. Schools include UCLA Anderson, Wharton, University of Chicago, and many others. Visit our website at mbapodcaster.com to listen to any of our Day in the Life shows and see pictures and videos from campus. This month, we bring you INSEAD.
INSEAD is a business school, that you know, but we're a business school which is quite special. We're by ourselves.
We can't give people who come to INSEAD time to adjust to the pace. They have to hit the ground running.
I wanted an international experience, and I also was very fond of the one-year program.
I spent the first 6 months in Singapore. This is where I met Grace.
Fontainebleau, where the Europe campus is based, is a rural town or provincial town. There's not that much going on, but that just means that our MBAs are very creative and they create a lot of events.
You're not going to like distribute this to our competitors.
I'm Janet Nakano for MBA Podcaster, and this is A Day in the Life at INSEAD. It's just before 2 in the afternoon on a Friday at INSEAD, and Grace King, a Korean-American MBA student from California, has already had 3 meetings, including a special lunch with the dean that her club planned. She also caught up on some reading for class and squeezed in a call.
I had a phone call to talk about possible job opportunities. I was talking to an alum, an INSEAD alum, who's British and who happens to be working in Korea at this point. And so I was talking to him about what he was doing and see what other opportunities there were over there.
INSEAD thrives on this kind of intensity. Its MBA program packs nearly all the hours of a 2-year program into just 10 months.
For an MBA program, I was looking for some main criteria, and that happened to be I wanted an international experience, and I also was very fond of the 1-year program. I'm 30, and I didn't want to be in a 2-year program because I wanted to have more time to do other things after.
To add to the intensity, students move between 3 campuses on 3 separate continents. INSEAD has a campus in Singapore, an alliance with Wharton in Pennsylvania, and its original campus here in Fontainebleau, France.
I spent the first 6 months in Singapore. This is where I met Grace.
Emmanuel Pujol, a French native, worked as an investment banker in London before coming to INSEAD.
And we were in the same group project at some point, and the Singapore campus is very different from the one in Fontainebleau, and experiencing the two different lives is very enriching.
Fontainebleau is just south of Paris, about an hour's train ride. An historic castle and surrounding forest make this old-world French town a favored weekend getaway for Parisians. But on the INSEAD campus, you'd hardly notice you're in France. You see faces, hear languages and accents from around the globe. The campus is modern in design, a blend of steel, glass and red brick. Again, Pujol.
I visited the campus of Berkeley and UCLA, and those are amazing campuses, and I was really in love with the place where people studied, and Grace, who studied in UCLA, can testify. But after all, I thought that a campus was secondary in doing an MBA, and it's a different experience. It's not like an American campus here with lots of facilities and things you can do, but the experience is very different. And you have 2 campuses, so you can go to Singapore whenever you want, you can go to Fontainebleau whenever you want. It says it's not the school you choose for the campus, it's the school you choose for the experience.
It's a couple minutes past 2, and Grace says she has to run to a strategic communications class. I decide to follow her into a lecture hall of about 30 students.
Was that Grace? I didn't hear. Okay. So that's why when we're going to talk about this today, we're going to talk about implementation involves both process and tactics, all right? Now, if I'm talking about, can anybody...
We'll catch up with Grace again a little later in the day. By luck, INSEAD is holding an MBA information event on campus today. About 70 prospective students from various regions of the world came to get a taste of the program. On their schedule is an hour-long simulation of an MBA class, a talk with the Director of Career Services, as well as the Admissions Director. They also have a cocktail hour planned with current MBA students before heading back to Paris.
What we want to do today is to give you a sense, a flavor of what INSEAD is about.
That's Antonio Fatas, Dean of the MBA program. Let's stay here a while to hear what he has to say.
But more important, my advice to you is try to get a sense of what it feels being here. I know you're thinking about getting an MBA, you're thinking about what you're going to do afterwards, you're thinking about different options. My advice is always try to find the MBA that is right for you. And we have the belief that our MBA is quite unique. So try to get that sense. It's not so much about being better, being the best. It's more about being unique. And hopefully my slides will convey that. And if I don't convey, then please ask me questions. Let me first tell you what INSEAD is. INSEAD is a business school, that you know. But we're a business school which is quite special. We're by ourselves. We don't have a university. INSEAD is not a university. It's just a business school. These are the programs we have. There's no undergraduates. There's an MBA program, which is large. We have about 880 participants currently in the program. Now, as you know by now probably, there are two intakes. So each intake is about 400 and something. So the sum is about 880. Let me now zoom on the MBA program. What is unique about our MBA program? Why is it that we believe there's something special about it? Well, everything is centered around quality. That's an important message. We care about quality, quality of teaching, quality of ideas, quality of participants, quality of faculty. But then around quality, we have words that we believe define INSEAD and might not define other schools as well. Intensity, because it's about a one-year program, and that makes a difference about how it feels. Diversity, because it's about bringing people from everywhere. And by people, I mean participants, I mean faculty, I mean companies. And when I say from everywhere, I could talk about countries. I believe that in this group, there are about almost 30 different nationalities, and you're coming from almost 20 different countries, meaning of residents. Well, in the MBA program, we have about 70 nationalities. There's no nationality that dominates. I'll show you in a second the share of each nationality. And that is not just the participants, again, it's the companies, it's the faculties, everything that represents a school. It's about networks. The alumni network, and I'll show you some numbers in a second, is a very powerful network. It's, for some people, it's one of the biggest values of the MBA program. It's the fact that you join a community, a network, which will stay for you with you forever. And then it's about career opportunities, and this is, again, our contacts through MBA and executive education, many corporations that give you chances to make a progress in your career or in some cases change your career. Now, this is a picture, is the easiest way for us to talk about diversity. But again, we emphasize many times this is not the only dimension of diversity that we think is important. This is about countries, about nationalities. This is what the current class or classes look like. As you can see, the most important message is that the largest number is not that large. We like the expression here at INSEAD, we're all in minority. We all feel like a minority. There's no country that dominates the discussion. There's not even a region that dominates the discussion. You have, if you want to add by continent, you have obviously more Europeans than other regions. There's no doubt about it. There's about 40%+ Europeans. And then you have close to 30 from Asia, close to 15 from North America or America, and then the rest from other countries. But it's that combination of lots of small numbers that makes INSEAD quite special. Now, let me give you more details about our two campuses, because this is one of our distinguishing features when we look at ourselves relative to other schools. You see this campus. So it's a classic campus style. That's a great sentence. It's in the middle of, I would say nowhere, in the middle of a forest. We're isolated. We look like an island here. Sometimes it feels like an island when you are in this campus. You go out and people speak a different language. Participants live around the area. Again, sometimes in chateaus where they share rooms, sometimes in apartments in Fontainebleau, kind of like a dispersed community, but there's a strong connection through the campus. The campus feels like the center of everything. Now, Singapore, on the other hand, is in the middle of a city. It's in Asia, a very different region, a region which is obviously one of the most dynamic regions of the world. It's a more modern campus because we built it just 5 years ago. And people tend to live in apartment buildings. There's no chateaus in Singapore. And they tend to create communities around those apartment buildings where they live. What is very nice is that you have a large flow between the two campuses. So it's not that you have to think, okay, which of the two environments do I like? 73% of the current classes experience the two campuses. So they like the idea of spending some time in Fontainebleau, some time in Singapore. They start in one of the two, and then they go to the other. Now, there is also, don't forget that if two is not enough, there's the option of three. You can also spend time in three campuses or three continents, because there's an alliance with Wharton. And we have an exchange that sends about 70 of our participants per year to Wharton for 2 months, and bring 70 of the Wharton participants to INSEAD, either Fontainebleau or Singapore, for 2 months as well. It's a very balanced exchange, and it happens during the year, whether you come with the intake in January or the intake in September. And it's just 2 months out of the 10-month period. Now, again, this is a little bit of a summary of why do people go to Fontainebleau or Singapore. And there are lots of reasons. It's very hard to say everyone falls into the same category. First, lots of things are identical. You cannot say, well, let me apply to Fontainebleau because it's easier to get in. It doesn't work like that. There's only one admissions committee. So again, there's only one program. We only have one type of MBAs at INSEAD. The professors are literally the same. It's just one body of professors that goes back and forth all the time. Some live there, some live here, but all of us spend a lot of time in the other campus. The career prospects are the same. So, again, it's not a question of different career teams. It's the same. Curriculum is the same. What is different is obviously the cultural environment. That makes a difference. You're in Asia versus Europe. It's also the environment of the community. This campus is larger. Singapore is smaller. Some people like to experience both. Some people like one versus the other. For some, the cost of living might make a difference. There's a difference in cost of living depending on exactly what type of things you like to buy, but there might be a difference as well. So the difference are a lot about the environment. It's not so much the school. The school is the same. It's INSEAD. It's more about the environment around the campus and around lifestyle issues, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the way it works, if you wonder, how do we manage the process? So there's lots of logistical complications. You don't need to understand or know about them. But from your point of view, people pick one of the two campuses as a starting point. You say, I want to start in Fontainebleau. I want to start in Singapore. You spend the first 4 months there, and after that, you can change every 2 months. So there's 6 months left, the three periods, or we call periods left. Every 2 months, you can spend them in one of these locations. Now, some people literally go back and forth. Some people move to the other place. There's all possible patterns after that.
While the prospective students get a sample of an MBA class, I steal away to meet with the manager of MBA financing, Irina Schneider-Monari. INSEAD's 10-month program isn't cheap, but Monari says there are a lot of ways to find the money.
The program costs 45,000 euros, so it's a one-year program, 10 months, 45,000 euros, which is almost $56,000. We estimate the living expenses to be overall for the whole program, for the 10 months, almost 18,000 to 20,000 euros. We think that it could be up to 2,000 euros per month, but it varies a lot and really depends on your lifestyle. And what we advise to students is it really depends on your budget and the loans and the scholarships that you may obtain, and also how you would like to live. Once again, so it comes with a different tag. If you would like to live as a king, that will cost you more money, and if you choose to live as a student, so they'll come with a different budget.
I guess for someone that doesn't have the money saved up to come to INSEAD, what would you recommend that they do? Do you offer loans here at INSEAD?
Well, people can apply, what I would say, for specifically for the U.S. students. There are very good schemes, and INSEAD is registered with the U.S. Department of Education, so they can apply for the private loans and for the federal loans in the United States, and those are quite popular, and they work quite well. So they can go through different providers like Sallie Mae or IFC or KeyBank, so they're eligible for that. And normally, as I said, people use the mix of fundings and they apply. They can apply for bank loans. And then once they're admitted, they're eligible to apply for the INSEAD scholarships that work online, and there's a number of them available. And normally, when they apply for admission, we don't look into their financial situation, so they start applying for financial aid later after being admitted to the INSEAD MBA program. So it's really a mix of funding that's being used.
What about students from other countries, not just the U.S.? How do they find funding?
There are loans. There are national loans. They can take, if they can find an international bank guarantee or French cosigner. So in France, there are banks that they can go to. We advise them to really check out the loans that they may get with their local banks locally, or go with the HSBC International, as we know, there are the MBA loans offered there as well.
What about scholarships? How much can you get for a scholarship?
The average scholarship award on campus in the latest classes are 10,000 euros. The maximum is full tuition, but we don't have a lot of full tuition scholarships. The average is 10, and you can get more. It really depends. And the scholarships, the scholarships can be merit and need-based, so it really varies a lot.
INSEAD chooses more than 400 students in each of their two intakes. It's a lot of students compared to other MBA programs, but the idea is to have some 70 countries represented by a good number of students. The average age is 29, and over 50% of the class comes in with more than 5 years of professional experience. Leila Mira is INSEAD's admissions manager. She says they screen applicants based on 4 criteria.
The first thing we look at is the academic capacity to follow the program. We look for people who can demonstrate academic excellence, preferably. But actually, there is also a concern behind this, is to know whether the person is going to be able to cope with the intense pace of the INSEAD program. Because we have a 10-month program, which covers what? 85% of the number of hours of classes given on a 2-year program, we fit that in 10 months. So we can't give people who come to INSEAD time to adjust to the pace. They have to hit the ground running. And so that's why we were very, very careful about their academic capacity. There's no need to bring here someone who's going to struggle through the program. And so the GMAT plays a very important part, and we don't look at the GMAT score, really. We do look at it, but it's not of the first thing we look at is the balance between the verbal and the quantitative section, meaning we want people who give us good quantitative scores and good verbal scores. And also the academic capacity. Of course, we'll look at the track history, the university track history, length of time spent during the studies, reputation of the institution attended. All that is taken into account. Aside from the academic capacity, we focus very much on the potential of the candidate, of the professional and managerial potential and leadership potential of the candidate. It's important for them to be able to convey that through their application. There are 2 essays that are professional essays, what we call the professional essays, and we really want people to describe their responsibilities. We really want to understand what they have been doing and also their evolution, professional evolution. What was in their mind when they made a move from one place to the next? So we go very deep into that aspect, and we also rely very much on what the recommenders will say. So we always advise people to come up with 2 professional recommendations. Then we also look at the international motivation of the person. And the international outlook and motivation, both things, you see. This is maybe more specific of INSEAD than other business schools. We want this dimension, certainly. So we are going to ask them what kind of exposure they have to countries other and cultures other than their own. And also we're going to try and assess the awareness, the cultural awareness, the cultural sensitivity. So it's not only a matter of having lived abroad, it's also having this into their mind and into their motivation. And then we look at their personality. It's just so important for us to have everybody contribute inside the classroom and participate. So definitely when we look at personality, that's what we look at, ability to contribute, how open they are, how, you know, willing to contribute. Because you have super people, super profiles, super experiences, and then if they're going to sit back in the classroom, that's not what INSEAD is all about. I mean, the experience inside the classroom is very participative. And our role at admissions is to make sure that the class composition is going to create this, reinforce this participation. So I think I've covered most of the... these four criteria are basic here. That's really what we look for. And so there is a paper, now it's online, but... a document, the application is first a document, it's screened. We look for these four criteria. If we find a fit there, we invite the person to go to the next step through the admissions process, which is to meet with two alumni interviewers. And basically, they are going to also give us feedback on the personality, which is better assessed on a face-to-face interview rather than on paper, and also on the managerial potential, because our alumni interviewers are in the country where the person is from. You see, you get your interviews in your own home country, which means that they have a perspective on the job evolution that is, although we have a lot of different nationalities working on our admissions team, it's reinforced by what the interviewer can say about evolution, job evolution in their home country. They give the national perspective, you see, which is really important. So after that, if the candidate goes through the interviews and is presented to the admissions committee, who finally decides who is going to make it into INSEAD, and we work very carefully. There are no quotas at INSEAD. We really take the very best applicants that we find, but we focus very much on creating a stimulating class environment, meaning people that are really going to participate.
Now, there's a language requirement also.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That goes with the international motivation aspect of the profile. In order to enhance this international motivation, and also because our recruiters are looking for people who are extremely internationally motivated and show a lot of adaptability and flexibility. So the language requirement serves that purpose. It shows their openness to different cultures, and it shows their ability to adapt to different cultures. So we are not requiring fluent people in many languages, you know. We have lots of students who are fluent in many languages, but as a requirement, what we want is that the students demonstrate the ability to learn a new language, to master enough of the new language, to be able to conduct conversation, in some instances even conduct business in those languages, but to be able to pick up the language so that, you know, most of our students are recruited, but for positions outside their home country. And our recruiters like to send them to different countries as well. And these people show that if they are sent to a country that they don't know the language of, they are going to be able to pick up the language there. That's the demonstration. So the language, to come back to the requirement itself, it's you have to demonstrate, well, English is the language of INSEAD, so it's the first language, and then you need to be fluent, to be proficient in another language, which is going to be mother tongue for non-English native speakers. But of course, English native speakers will have to learn a language, an entry language, we call. And to graduate, you have to demonstrate that you can master a conversation in another language, yet another language.
One last question. What's the biggest mistake that you see people making that you would just not accept them?
Well, the biggest mistake is certainly not to be yourself. really. And also to try and cover up for some gaps in the professional history. You know, anything, we really want to understand the history of the person. And there is no right model because we emphasize diversity. So we're open to any type of profile, any type of background, any type of evolution, people who stopped working for 1 year and went around the world and came back. That's also fine with us as long as we understand what drove these people to do what they did, you see? So the biggest mistake is not to be yourself.
Here it's quite noisy. This is the cafeteria area.
That's Hallie Jensen, the media relations manager. She's agreed to give me a campus tour.
Upstairs you have the restaurant. And I think also what's especially at INSEAD is there are no, you know, reserved places for professors or staff or students. We actually all sort of are in one big melting pot. The social life at INSEAD is very lively. Now, we are in an area, well, it's Fontainebleau, where the Europe campus is based. It's a rural town or provincial town. There's not that much going on, but that just means that our MBAs are very creative and they create a lot of events at INSEAD or at their houses where they live. It's also quite common when they have breaks between the different periods that they go off for a long weekend skiing somewhere in France.
What about the housing? How do they find places to live?
We have an on-campus housing agency that will help them find housing either in Fontainebleau or close by, in the villages close by. It can be everything from just a simple studio in Fontainebleau if you're on your own, or you can have a house if you come with your family, or you can share with other MBA participants.
Do you need a car to live here?
A car is very helpful, yeah, to live here, because we are 1 hour from Paris. And if you want to get around and visit also your fellow students at their houses or wherever they live, a car is very useful, yes.
Do you provide help to find cars and things like that, or do they have to figure that out by themselves?
We have a sort of an MBA welcome office that look after all these kinds of things, everything from getting the paperwork in order to helping with cars, car insurance, setting up the telephone line, you know, just everything. So it's taken care of. And I think generally what we see are we have the typical MBA cars that are inherited from one generation to the other. And that actually also goes for the housing. You know, many houses in the area have been in the hands of MBAs for quite a number of years.
It's close to 5 in the evening, and I see Grace King meeting with her group in the lounge area near the campus bar.
Oh, no, but she wanted to know where you guys are from.
Okay.
Sasha Klinger, I'm from Germany.
Boris Afram, Ghanaian German.
Eduardo Siano, I'm from Italy.
I'm Stephen Kang, and I'm actually married to Grace Kang.
Need a job still.
I'm from the U.S.
I'm doing a course on market driving strategies, which is a simulation on 2 days or 3 days trial to understand like an industry in a technological market. We are like in groups of 5 and we'll be competing in an industry with other 4 firms. And we are now just trying to debrief on our fake one year in the simulation of yesterday, and prepare for tomorrow, in which we're going to have a full day with 4 different periods. Each period represents a year in this simulation. So we're trying to prepare for it.
They've got a lot of work to get done, but they will leave room for a little fun.
After this meeting, I think we're planning on getting a few drinks here at the school bar. I think different people will go and do different things. We do have something pretty exciting this weekend. It's an international dinner that is being hosted by one of the houses, and I think there are 40 people, I don't know how many different countries.
About 20. Yeah.
But representing 20 countries, and everybody will bring their, a dish from their country.
You can only get that INSEAD, nowhere else.
For MBA Podcaster, I'm Janet Nakano at INSEAD, Fontainebleau, France.
So let me see if I got it right. So we got, you're not going to like distribute this to our competitors.
I'm joking, sorry. So we got customer growth rates, and then checking on the ideal values, and where do we stand compared to the ideal values?